Rabbi Yossi Mo.
People will be saved. How many people? Alfei Anoshim Mimoves. Thousands of people from death. I thought this is quite inspiring, Loshon of the Chofetz Chaim, how he's trying to inspire people to go and daven b'minyan, again, in our case, where possible. Then it would be, it's the way he puts it, it was, b'vadai nitzoylem b'zech alfei Anoshim Mimoves. I mean, Rav Avigdor Miller is already very famed to have said, he's already after the Second World War. And he says, he noted that there were very little, very few amount of Yidden gathering together, davening and on a very big scale. He's got his Loshon, it's a controversial Loshon, but whatever it is, he says his Loshon, that had Klal Yisrael got together and davened, that would have been Mevatel Gezeiros and everything. I mean, I think it's basically what the Chofetz Chaim is writing over here. That if Klal Yisrael would have gathered together, Bevada ho'in itzoylem bozeh alfei anoshim bimoves, and Baruch Hashem, tomorrow we've got Zechus. I think tomorrow there's quite a big inspiration about davening. It's the Bahab, it's the second part of the Bahab. And therefore tomorrow is a great, it's a big day to be mechavan extra kavona for tefillah. Now, I want to share with the olim an interesting shaila that happened this week, Friday night. And I want to see what the olim would say to this shaila. I want you to answer this shaila. You come Friday night, this happened. You come Friday night, it was Friday night, I'm very, very tired, I was very tired. And Friday night, it was time to take the oldest child to bed. And I just finished the soup Friday night, so we'll finish the first course, the second course. And it comes that it's just before the main course, and it's time to take my child to bed. Okay, I was extremely, very busy week last week, very tiring, very little sleep last week. And it's nothing to be proud of, but Lamaisa, I went upstairs to take him to bed, and Lamaisa, I fell asleep in my bed as well for half an hour, and I came back down to a geschmacka, a plate of chicken and chicken and kugel and potatoes. What do you say the halacha is? How do I continue having the third course of my Shabbos meal? What's the halacha? Do I have to wash again? Again, I don't plan to eat any. I don't plan to have any bread. I've already had my bread. I've had a kibbutz already. I'm done. I don't need to have any more. And it's I had it when it was already nacht. You know, there's a chumrah to make sure you have a kazayis when it's nacht in the summer. It's not again now, but in the summer when you daven early and you eat the meal, eat the meal early. There's a maila to have a kazayis when it's nacht, like a few hours in. When it's nacht, there's a maila. But over here already, I've already had all my challah. I come downstairs, right, I've had the geschmack of shluf for half an hour. Half an hour, proper shluf on the bed, the proper geschmack of shluf. You come downstairs, what do you do with the chicken and potato? What would you say that halacha is? What would you say? Wash your hands. No, okay, so I'm washing my hands for negevasa, let's say. So I'm washing my hands. Do I have to wash my hands? I'm not eating your bread. Wash my hands for negevasa because half an hour sleep, Mishnah Berurah says. Sorry, Mishnah Berurah says that if a person sleeps for half an hour during the day, you have to wash your hands. Because there's a shitta, as there is not the bialoch, there's three shittas. If it's 3 minutes, or half an hour, or 3 hours, the Mishnah Berurah takes on the half an hour sleep during the day, requires a person to wash his hands in the Tillis Yadayim. So, some shiurim, it depends how long they are. But, you have to know, that's why I try to keep my shiurim less than half an hour. Now, that's the case. This is exactly why I was discussing a case where I went to bed, and then I've got a proper Hesach Das. What would you say that halacha is? Halacha lemaisa. I've got chicken in front of me. I've got potato kugel. The halacha lemaisa is, you need to make another shahakel. And you need to, not another, you have to make a shahakel on the chicken. And you have to make a adoma on the potatoes. Because sleeping is the biggest Hesach Das there is out there. There's nothing as big as a Hesach Das as sleeping. Sleeping half an hour in a bed is mevatel everything. It's as if nothing happened. Kimat. Benching, obviously, because the shit can last for a long time, good few hours, doesn't matter if you sleep or not, so therefore the benching, well, obviously we're not going to think about missing out on Birchas HaMozen over here. It wouldn't come into question if we would have to miss out on Birchas HaMozen, because, oh, now, is there a maila to have more challah? L'chore not. Is there any maila having more challah? L'chore, there is no maila. I wasn't in the mood of having any challah. L'chore, now, if you want challah, you would have to wash. And you'd have to wash. Making a bracha on the Tillis Yadayim would depend if you plan to have a kibbutz, just like you would start the meal again. So it's a fascinating case. Rabbi, if we're not in tune with Hilchos Brachos, you could just carry on the meal like Kolohoya. This would require a new shahakal on, well, Hadoma first on the potatoes, because Hadoma comes first. A shahakal on the chicken, because chicken is next. And then this is the biggest chat when it comes to the ice cream or the chocolate in the end. Then you don't make a shahakot on the chocolate or the ice cream because I've already made the shahakot on the chicken. Like a shmakachat, right? So I've got my meir brachas in. But what I say is that, yeah, you come downstairs after a long shluk. Again, it's nothing to be proud of. It's not the spirit of Shabbos to start going to bed in the middle of the meal. But Lamaisa, where necessary and it happened, Lamaisa, you come down, half an hour sleep on the bed, is mevatel, is mafsik, legamri. Help garnished. It's not going to help nothing. Because the shoma only helps when a person does the hesach hadas called shinimokim. When you mashanimokim, you got a person there, that's okay. But when a person is done a half an hour sleep, it's mevatel. So basically, it's a sifin shulchan aruch, the end of kufa ches. It's dafke in bed, where a person's in bed for half an hour, it's mevatel everything. Don't forget the benching that takes place at the end, it's fine. That goes on the whole suda. Whatever you've eaten from the whole big suda, it's still full. Even if you sleep for half an hour, it still makes you full, right? From what you ate before. That's no shaila, there's no problem with that. But it's a fascinating case that if I didn't plan to continue having bread, then you make new brachas. You have to make new brachas. It's a fascinating chat. Yeah, because this 72 minutes is said on a kazayis. Kazayis is really a quarter of a slice of bread. But if a person has a proper suda, Friday night meal, have 2-3 slices with the mayonnaise, with the fish, with everything, that shatruba's got a lot, and it can last up to 6 hours in certain big sudas. Okay, that's a big suda, but it can last for 2-3 hours at least. Is a good sized meal. You've got the allowance of waiting till 2-3 hours after that. There's no mitzvah to wait. I've seen the Chai Adam says to make the bench straight after a person's ready. But the Maisa is that's what it'll work on that. Someone did ask me that what would happen, because I gave the shit to someone else. Says, someone said, what happens if you do plan to wash, you want to eat, you want to have more challah, so you have to wash. Do you have to have Lecha Mishnah? And if you have Lecha, so you do, the Ramah says Lecha Tchila to have Lecha Mishnah. But are you Yotza the mitzvah of the second meal? And can you be yotze two meals in the evening? Can it be yotze two? Don't forget, when it comes to the winter, it is very important to be aware of suda shlishis. In fact, especially now time when you've got corona going on. The Maria Sat, the Talmud of the Chasam Sofer, came to the Chasam Sofer and said, my kehillah are dying from the epidemic, what should I be mechazik on? And the Chasam Sofer said, tell them to be mechazik on suda shlishis. Especially in the winter, it's extremely difficult. It's not even kedai taking on any kulas of the chwis, the bread, the chwis, the fish, relying on that, everything else, maybe the Torah. The Maisa is not kedai, it's too choshev, there's too much of a big deal going on. Yeah, call her amakayim gimel sudis, kalocha, then izoichin, there's a whole deal mentioned in Gemara. It's not kedai to miss out on that deal, and therefore it's always kedai. So this person had a shaila, can it be yotza two meals in the night time? And then one meal in the daytime. Maybe it'll be a fed. Maybe it works better. On that, the halacha is no. It's basically mefurish a mishnah that you can't do in advance. If you've missed out on a meal in the nighttime, let's say someone wasn't feeling well in the nighttime and he went straight to bed, he wasn't zeicha to have the meal in the nighttime. In the daytime, the Ramah says to have three meals. There's no problem to catch up tashlumin. No problem. But you can't daven. You can daven if you miss Mincha today, you can daven twice Ma'ariv. But you can't say, tomorrow Shachris, I'm not going to make it. Let's do two Ma'arivs tonight, right, to catch up in the future. Right, there'll be people davening Tefillah after Tefillah for the whole year. Yeah, you can't do a Zazach. You can only catch up with what you missed. Okay. So that, I think, is a very important aloha to know, that sleeping for half an hour has got a very chosh of a Zach. The next Nakuda, so getting back into, yeah, just, I tell you, it has to be a bit of a shuffle evening tonight because there's so many things that I could have made the whole shea out of it. I just have to throw a very small nakuda that there's a b'negia to Sadaka. The Gemara says a fascinating story that Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai had, his sister had children, b'nei achdei de Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. So Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai had a dream about them that they are going to lose loads of money. They're going to lose 700 dinarim. And all year, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai went over to them, to his nephews, and said, you know something, give to that moysid. You know, I'm collecting for this charity. And the Maisa, he got lots of money out of his nephews. And the Maisa, it came to the end of the year, the government sent them a bill. They got a penalty, they got epas, achreis tax. And how much was tax? The exact amount they were left with, which was 17 dinarim, mamish nothing, 17 out of 700. And he went over to his nephews and said, I knew that you're going to lose this money because I saw in a dream that you're going to lose all this money this year. And if you would have given it all to Sadaka, then the government wouldn't have taken any money off you. And so his nephews asked him, says, if so, why didn't you tell us clearly that, you know, you had this dream, that there's a gezeira that you have to lose 700 dinarim, and therefore you should give it all to Sadaka, and therefore the government is not going to claim this money. So he said, no, I was intending, ki heicha tasa'avdu mitzvah lishma, so that you should do the mitzvah lishma, I cornered you and said, give to this Sadaka, I didn't want to reveal to you the cholam that I had, that if you lose, that if there's a gezeira to lose a certain amount of money, then if you give it to Sadaka, then you won't get this penalty from the government. It's just an interesting story that I saw this year, Erev Rosh Hashanah, because the Gemara speaks about this as Erev Rosh Hashanah. The Erev Rosh Hashanah, they get this fine. I was walking down, Mamish, a few minutes before, as it must have been about an hour before Shkia. I was walking down Newhall Road. Is it Newhall Road? Newhall Road, and there was like about six police cars. Is it Newhall Road? I think it's Newhall Road. Newhall, the bottom on Newhall Road. And there was about six, do you see the six, seven police cars? There must have been, they're all geared up over there. Six, seven police cars. And there was a policeman opposite the fire station that was eyeing out all the people which haven't got seatbelts, just that people haven't got seatbelts. And one after the other. And just in the few minutes that I was there, I was just taking my son there to just see the action. What was going on, that a policeman kept on telling people to go left into Newhall Road, right? And the amount of people that were chapped, and a lot of them were yidden, £100 fines, one after the next. It's definitely good to be aware to be aware of such a thing. These things happen. And just what I saw in about 10 minutes, there must have been at least 10 yidden, which were, you know, it's just, straight away, it reminded me of this Gemara in Baba Batra, that it's everything that this person, the nephews of Rabbi Yochanan ben Mezakeh, got a bill at the end of the year, because that money they hadn't really given enough to Sadaka, and that was owed by Sadaka by them, and therefore the government gave their fine of 17 dinarim. That's what the sugya in Baba Batra, it reminds me of that sugya. So this was a few minutes before. I've got Rabbi Yochanan ben Mezakeh, his nephews. That was an interesting story. That's what. That's Ishtay and Gemara. Okay, now, moving on to the next Nakuda, there's an interesting Nakuda that Reb Chaim Kanievsky had a minig that used to stand up for the Gabbat Tzedakah. The Gabbat Tzedakah, we have in town, Baruch Hashem, we have good Gabbat Tzedakah, which apparently the main one in town, don't need to give the names, the main one in town has got they volunteer. The people who go around collecting the shul every Thursday, they volunteer, and they don't take money. They don't take money for collecting money. And the first Pisrei Tshuva in Simeration involved, a very small one, he says, I'm B'Tshuva's Yad Eliyahu. He says, the Tzorich Lamoid Mipnei Hagoyve Tzedakah, you have to stand up in front of a person who's collecting money, B'Shah Shaholech V'Goyve Me'ish Le'ish, at the time that he goes collecting from person to person. K'moi Mipnei Ko is a mitzvah, like it says in the Baruch Tanura in Bikurim, that when people used to come and bring Bikurim to Yerushalayim, then Shteita Halacha, even if you're Isik in Melacha, let's say you're working for someone, you're working for a boss, you're getting £20 an hour, you really have to put your heart and soul into it, but you stop. If you see people coming and bring a Bikurim, you stop where you are, you stand up and you give them kavod, because you give kavod for Mipnei Oise Mitzvah. So says the Pisrei Tshuva, who had enough, a person is going collecting money and he's not taking money for himself. That's what the Tshuva, if you look at the Tshuva, so he says that. If he's taking money for himself and he's doing it for himself, right, then he might have to stand up for you. But in Maisa, you don't have to stand up for him if he's doing his own parnasa. So as Azoi state, and Reb Chaim Kanievsky used to have that minik, he used to stand up for a Gabbat Tzedakah called Reb David Leib Schwartz. He used to come round. Okay, it's just a musik. Azoi, interesting. No, he used to be on behalf of. He's still on behalf of, yeah, so, you, okay, I don't know, okay, so I don't know, alright, okay, you're telling me something. Also, he said, L'chaira, someone who is oisuk in making the shul tidy, Ramosha, this is my opportunity to tell Ramosha, someone who's oisuk and tithing up the shul, and taking the sidurim, we're all around town, I think we all have to give Moshe's Rabbi to Moshe. This is well deserved, over deserved for Moshe. Moshe Rabbeinu, I must tell you, Moshe, that is well deserved, and Reb Chaim Kanievsky says, that at the time that a person is oisik and making a shul nice and tidy, there could be a mitzvah to stand up for him, just as there's a mitzvah to stand up for maybe Bikurim. And Moshe, this is there's no better time to mention. I wish that if I can throw in one small nekuda, which one should I take? Okay, I can see I'm a bit, okay. Let's throw in one more, Benegea 2. Okay. Oh, Okay, Rabbi, I know it's not going to work. Okay, Rabbi, we're going to have to be mamshech tomorrow. Tomorrow we've got Fest and Yonim coming up. We've got the Yonim of reading newspapers, reading material. And I'll already start off like this. Rabbi Falk always used to start these shiurim reading things on Shabbos. Right? There are certain things which are problematic to read and should be avoided on Shabbos. And he always used to start the shiurim like this. In Gates of the Shiva, he used to start the shiurim like this. If I came to you Friday on Shabbos afternoon, and I came to you with one book, and I came to you with another book. One book was a math book. You remember the old algebras and the graphs and the this and the that, yeah? And then another book was a novel. A kosher novel, a very normal novel, a very geschmacka novel, a very, very sweet novel. Blah, 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 right? What would you say is more mutter, is more in the spirit of Shabbos to be involved in? Okay, obviously, the best place to be in Shabbos afternoon is Beis HaMedrash, where possible, right? But if a person had to spend an hour on a certain book, what book should you opt for? Should it be the book which is full of maths and algebra and x's and the y's and the squared and everything, all the rest of it, algebra? Or could it be the novel, geschmack, relaxing? What would you say is more appropriate for Shabbos afternoon?
No,
you would have thought. Okay, so he assumed, at least for Bochum and Yeshiva, he assumed the answer that people would like to say is that L'chayra should be more appropriate to take the novel book. You know, the novel book is not getting involved in graphs, it's not getting involved in, you know, sums and numbers and everything, equals and, you know. Mashenka, the math book, who wants to touch a math book on Shabbos afternoon? Mehechatesa, it's his business maybe, yeah, maybe it's business. Mamash hafuch, in Shulchan Aruch state that there is no problem bechlal according to Shulchan Aruch to read a math book, because it's included in Chochmah. It makes you clever, and making yourself clever, believe it or not, is not so bad. Not such a bad thing, and Shulchan Aruch is actually, it could be a good thing, yeah, as they state in Shulchan Aruch. Masha'en kein a novel, according to a lot of poskim, we'll see Be'ez Hashem tomorrow exactly how to define it, when there is a problem, when there's not a problem, but it's bechlal not a poshut. A novel kibshuta could involve a big problem on Shabbos, and we'll have to discuss the detail tomorrow. Shkoyach. Shkoyach, Moshiach. Shkoyach.